Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sanghi Industries Q4 FY 2022 and FY 2022 conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Inba. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q4 FY 2022 and FY 2022 call of Sanghi Industries Limited. On the call we have with us Mr. Alok Sanghi and Ms. Beena Engineer, Full-time Director of the company. I would like to mention on behalf of Sanghi Industries Limited and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on this conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and the current performance. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties and other important factors which may cause the actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. Sanghi Industries Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to update or alter the forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to Ms. Beena Engineer from Sanghi Industries for opening remarks, which will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good evening, friends. Welcome to the conference call for Sanghi Industries Q4 results. I'll start with the analysis of numbers first. The volume numbers for the quarter was 720,000 tons, which included about 54,000 tons of clinker sale, and majority of clinker sale has been on account of export. 665,000 tons was cement sale. This was almost entirely for domestic market. For the year of FY 2022, we have achieved a sales volume of 2,337,000 tons compared to 2,153,000 tons. For the year, we have achieved an improved sales of about 8.5%, and quarterly sales was about 20% better than the preceding quarter of December, and about 4% lower in volume terms compared to the March 2021 quarter. During March 2021 quarter, we had done additional clinker shipment, so therefore the sales was on the higher side. If I compare the cement sales, we have done slightly better compared to March 2021 quarter in the current quarter. Domestic cement volume has improved marginally. Export volume was lower during the quarter. For the year also, the domestic cement volume has improved marginally, and overall volume has also improved by 8.5% because of the exports done in earlier quarters. In terms of the overall sales value, we have done gross sales of 449 crores and net sales of 353 crore rupees. This was better by 8% on a YOY basis and about 27% better on a immediately preceding quarter. On 12-month basis, the sales has improved by almost 18.5%. Last year the sales was 1,201 crore, which has increased to 1,423 crore in current financial year. On gross basis and on net basis, it was higher by 20% at 1,123 crore compared to 936 crore in the FY 2021 year. In terms of sales realization, the domestic cement price during the quarter has improved by 8% on YOY basis. However, this was 5% lower compared to December quarter of 2021. In terms of the year as a whole, March 2021 year domestic cement prices were 292 rupees average realization, which improved to 329 in March 2022, that is FY 2022. The sale price has improved by about 13%. The geographical breakup was about 86% sales in Gujarat in the last quarter, which was about 80% on a YOY basis and around 86% on the immediately preceding quarter. For the year as a whole, we have done about 84.5% sales in Gujarat compared to 82% in Gujarat in FY21. The balance is amongst other states of Maharashtra, Rajasthan and Kerala. In terms of various expenditure analysis, the raw material cost has moved up marginally. In terms of cost per ton of sale, there is an increase of about 50 rupees in the raw material cost. Most of this has been on account of the switchover of gypsum from chemical gypsum to mineral gypsum. Chemical gypsum was available free of charge, but for improving the quality of the blended cement, we have switched over to mineral gypsum, which we are of course buying at a cost, and therefore the impact on raw material is on account of the gypsum purchase, gypsum switchover from chemical to mineral. The biggest cost jump has happened on account of power and fuel. So power fuel cost has been increasing on account of the higher cost of coal as well as lignite. The coal cost was up from 91 paisa per calorie to 2 rupees 40 paisa per calorie between March 21 and March 22 quarter. Similarly, the lignite cost has also moved up from 78 paisa to 1 rupee 26 paisa, and therefore for our fuel used in the kiln, the cost of fuel has, blended fuel has gone up from 87 paisa average to 2 rupees 24 paisa. So this in turn is reflecting in the higher power fuel cost. On the other hand, on power also similar increase was there. However, we have done good quantum of lignite mix during the quarter, and that was mainly utilized for power, and therefore the calorific cost jumps in power is slightly lower than the fuel cost. We have done about 35% lignite mix compared to what used to be around 20% in the earlier quarters. So over a period of time, we have switched over more to lignite compared to coal. However, the coal that we procure continues to come at higher cost, and lignite pricing has also gone up, substantial change of about 75% to 80% over last 1 year, and therefore the lignite cost has also moved up comparatively. During this quarter, we have also capitalized our expansion unit, and the new unit does not have the waste heat recovery which is there in the old unit, and therefore the power breakup is, power is mainly coming from the thermal power plant to the extent of 95%, and about 4% has come from waste heat recovery. That percentage was better at about 18-19% from waste heat recovery in March 21 quarter, where we had only one unit, which is the first unit where WHRS installed. In terms of selling and distribution cost, we have incurred 92 crores compared to 85 crores in the corresponding previous quarter, that is YOY basis. This is mainly on account of the diesel cost increase. We do about 15% of our transportation by sea route, and balance 85% is by way of road. The other operating expenditure consists mainly of the packing cost, which has moved up slightly but offsetted by lower stores and spares cost. We have done almost 26.5% sales by way of bulk cement in this quarter, which has been increasing over a period of time and helps us to reduce the packing cost. So on the whole, for the quarter, the EBITDA was 45.69 crore, with EBITDA per ton, including other income, at 635 rupees. We have made provision of deferred tax, and the total comprehensive income is about 6 crore rupees. I'll quickly also mention about the annual reflection on the major cost variances. So raw material cost has gone up in a very marginal, at about 5 to 6%, which is mainly on account of the higher production as well as on account of the discount change which I mentioned. The major jump has happened on account of the power fuel, which has moved by nearly 125 crore rupees. This is clear reflection of the cost volatility as well as the short supply of coal and several purchases that have to be made in spot basis, etc. So that is reflecting in this power fuel cost. Selling distribution cost has increased only in line with the increased volume on a YOY basis. So there is no significant jump in selling distribution cost. For the year as a whole, we have closed the year at net income of 1140 crores, which is 20% better than FY21. And we have achieved an EBITDA of 203 crores despite the cost pressure. EBITDA per ton for the year as a whole is 868 rupees. I think this is the basic information about the quarter performance, and we can answer the questions if any.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Any participant who has a question may enter star and one. Our first question is from the line of Kashvi Dedia from Centra Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. What is the status of our Surat expansion?
So as we have mentioned in the earlier calls, we had acquired land and we were proceeding with it as a part of our expansion program. But then because of the COVID and other circumstances, we decided that we should put that unit on hold for the time being. And therefore that we are currently not pursuing. We will review that after about a period of 18 to 24 months once this current facilities are ramped up.
Okay. And what will be our CAPEX plans for next 1 or 2 years?
So there are no, since we have just completed all the required CAPEX during this expansion, as well as earlier we have done lot of other marginal capex such as installation of conveyor belt, this waste recovery plants also in our first line. So we do not foresee any major capex in coming 18 to 24 months.
Okay, and what will be the maintenance capex?
Normally maintenance capex is around 20 to 30 crore rupees on an annual basis.
Okay, and what is our lead distance for transportation?
Our lead distance continues to be in the range of about 450 to 475 kilometers.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may enter star and one. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Tanay Shah from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
No, sir, not clearly audible. Could you please...
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I would just like to know what is the price increase which we are seeing in the market over the average of Q4 currently?
That was not audible.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Can you repeat your question? Sorry, it's not very audible.
Yeah. Am I better now?
Yes, a little better. Yes.
Yeah. So, what is the average price increase which we've taken over the average Q4 price increase?
So, if you ask the price in April and let's say 15 days of May, the prices have moved up in Gujarat by an average of about 30 to 35 rupees. For the company. But after the diesel or excise duty cut on diesel, most companies are passing the benefit back to the consumer. And so we are likely to see a reduction of about 10 rupees or so in the market going forward. So if you look at as a quarter as a whole and assuming these prices stay, you should look at about a 25 rupees increase from the Q4 pricing.
So, on average, it will be like a 25% increase from the Q4 average because we're going to be rolling back around 10 to 15 rupees after the excise cut, which the government
Correct. So, if the prices have gone up by about 30, 35 rupees already compared to Q4. But after the excise duty cut, it may be about 10 rupees lower. So, for Q1, you can expect an average price increase of about 25 rupees compared to the Q4 price in Q1.
Got that. So the other question which I had was, what is the demand outlook for us for the Western markets, because if you could give us a little bit of flavor on that as to how you feel the demand trends would come in the, in the first half, of this financial year.
Yeah, so it's very difficult to estimate the demand right now. In Q4, we saw a little bit of a reduction in demand compared to last year. Last year, as you all recall, the base effect was very low, and so we had very strong demand in Q4 last year. In this quarter, the demand is more or less normalized. So in Gujarat specifically, you saw more or less about 2% reduction in demand on a YOY basis. In Q1, which is the current quarter, the demand is continuing to remain strong, but not to the levels what we all had anticipated. So because of the high prices, there is a bit of a pressure on demand. That is one. And secondly, specifically in Gujarat, we had a lot of aggregate and sand mining issues, because of which the mining leaseholders had gone on a strike for a period of about 15 days. So we had very low demand in the month of May because of the strike issue, which is now resolved. So these are the reasons why we are seeing a lot of volatility even on the demand front.
Correct. So we've seen approximately a 2% reduction in demand on YOY basis for Q4, and currently the demand has bounced back post the sand mining issue which we faced in the first 15 days.
Yes, remains volatile. Yes.
If I could squeeze in another question, it would be, anything on the cost escalations in, Q1 coming and, let's say the first half, what are we seeing as to the coal trends and the pet coke trends? What do you feel, what our inventory would come at?
So the markets are continuing to remain firm. So the coal prices are not really tapering off as most people were anticipating. And the excise duty cut on diesel has been a big relief for the industry. Of course, the benefit of the diesel price cut is being passed on to the consumer. But I feel that because of the lower price, it should propel
some amount of demand in the market. So I'm not seeing very large green shoots in terms of the cost pressure, at least for Q1. Maybe the situation will improve further in Q2 or Q3.
Correct, correct. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dharmesh Shah from MK Global. Please go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, two questions. One is the how many days of inventories we are maintaining, because on the balance sheet side, we don't see any material increase on our inventory numbers. Rather, the entire industry is witnessing a significant buildup of the inventory. And secondly, on the payable side also, we see a significant increase in the payables. So can you just explain this inventory and payables part? Hello.
Yeah, I think Veena will take this question.
Yeah, sorry. I said that for coal, our inventory is averaging around about 15 days currently, and therefore you may not see any additional buildup on coal. In terms of trade payables, apparently the last 6 months higher cost of coal has affected the trade payables, and we have negotiated a longer tenure of credit from our supplier, and therefore trade payables appear on the higher side on a YOY basis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star and one to ask a question. Please note this is a final reminder for questions and no further reminders will be placed after this. If you wish to ask a question, you may enter star and one. I now hand the conference back to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Just one small question I had to you, Alok sir. You mentioned on the call that you have reduced price by 10 rupees a bag because of the diesel impact. So is this as large as 10 rupees a bag, sir, the savings coming to cement manufacturers because of the excise duty cut? Or this is more like the benefit is more than past than what you are actually getting?
So, you know, actually we have to look at it for an average freight that the companies are seeing for the market. And for each brand, it may be a little different. But in general, what you are seeing across the country is about a 10 to 15 rupees price cut geography to geography, which I think more than compensates for the excise duty reduction in the market.
Okay, but can that even then the impact can be as large as a 10 rupees impact because that will be also 1 rupees freight benefit or 1 rupees of per in terms of on a per ton basis. So is it as large as a benefit of 10 rupees a bag is what I was actually because other companies are saying
not for our company. I cannot speak for others, but for our company the benefit was not as large as 10 rupees. But because generally the market prices are being adjusted by other brands in the range of 10 to 15 rupees to remain competitive in the market, we also need to adjust the price by about 10 to 15 rupees.
So is it also true, sir, that is it basically it's a reduction of the invoice price and the rationale of disconstruction, some of it's if you can go some light on that, with this diesel price correct. Is it also that
I cannot again speak whether for other companies, yeah, but in our case it is a net reduction.
Okay.
So in Gujarat, we don't have a concept of very high PE or RD, and therefore most of the time when there is a price increase or decrease in our geography, it is more or less net to company.
Right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. On behalf of Philip Capital, I would like to thank the Manu Sangin for the call and many thanks for joining the call. Thank you, sir. And thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deva.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.